Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
Matt Rendell, Damien Barrett and Stephen Silvani. Soss, who was here for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Now time for this.
The List Committee for Ego Power Tools. Think outside with the Ego Power Plus 56-volt battery range of outdoor power equipment.
And that is time for Matthew Rendell's List Committee analysis. A big team in the crosshairs today, the Richmond Footy Club. Far away, Matty.
Punters out there, I might have had some ordinary songs so far, but you're going to love this one. Simple minds, don't you forget about me. They're going to rebound straight back up. They had a really poor year with injury.
Straight back up, guaranteed.
Well, not to necessarily to win the flag, but they're going to straight up into the top four again. Now, I mean, if you put their, I know Soss doesn't like this, their best team on paper, oh, it still looks fantastic. Admittedly, getting a little bit old, but really the oldest is Jack Riewoldt at 33. Did he finish runner-up in the Coleman? I think he did.
Yeah, I think he did at Clark. Yeah.
Yeah, runner up in the Coleman. He'll be 33. Cochin, 32, just handed over the captaincy, but still going really well. He didn't have such a great year, but there was a lot of pressure on him because Dusty missed the back half of the year. Prestia was out for a long time. Vlaston missed a fair bit at the start. Bolter was gone for the year. Broad was gone for maybe two thirds of the year. Lynch missed the first part of the year as well. So they had a lot of injuries this year, which they haven't seen for a while. And when Dusty went down, that was the end of their season. So what they've got here for the first time for a long time, I can't remember, but they've got six picks inside 50 here, 7 and 15, 26, 28, 40, 44. I assume they're going to get two more picks inside 50 for Chole and Coleman Jones, who knows where, North and compensation, but they'll be inside 50. It gives them eight picks inside 50. What are they going to do with that? And what do they need? They've been really quiet on trading. So Matty Clark and his team of recruiters, they're going to have their busiest off-season ever, especially if they just go to the draft. Imagine Richmond bringing in eight players into a team. It's unheard of in the draft, all inside 50. And they could do that because they might look at this and go, well, I've got Edwards, Graham, Stack, Pickett, and Soldo on the bench here with Collier Dawkins and Ralph Smith, a couple of young blokes who could easily be playing. So you assume that they love playing the two rucks, Soldo and Nankervis. So you assume Soldo's right coming back in. The interesting one's Bolter because they went and got Tarrant to play defence, but I think they'll go Tarrant, Bolter back in defence and Grimes because we know Grimes can play on talls and smalls. Mm. Rioli will stay at half-back, and he's a great replacement for Hooley. We saw that at the end. He was really good, fitted into that role perfectly. Baker and McIntosh probably wings. Cochin, Prestia, Dusty, and Nankervis on ball. I mean, this is an outstanding-looking team if they're all playing. Plus, they got some real depth. Now, the beauty of this year is that they played some kids. I haven't even put Mansell in. He looked he played a few games and looked all right. And they've got some other kids that didn't play much at all this year, I think are okay. So they've got good depth. The intrigue is what they do with these eight picks. And we haven't heard them anywhere in dispatches talking about getting players in. So it tells you they're going to go to the draft, which means they're going to package up these picks some way. Every club is going to come to them.
They haven't created enough space to bring in eight, have they? So
In their salary cap?
In their list space, as far as I know.
Well, I've got them down for six picks. Oh, okay. Well, have they done all their delistings? How many spaces have got?
No, I'd be lying if I said I knew.
Well, but Naish is gone. Asprey's gone. Hawley's gone. And then they've got the two that are
out. Chole and...
That's five. And there might be another one or two. So
yeah.
Yeah, so in regards to their picks, they've got the option to use them on the night or trade some out, even for future picks.
If they can bring six players in, which seems we think six, they'll package up some of these and move up the order and take their six. So they could get six players inside 30. Yeah, and they could have three in the first round. They should be thinking about giving up 26-28 to the Bulldogs for 17. Gives them 400 more points than they would get for pick 17, but it gives them another. And then they could package up the 7, 15 and 17 and get something more. And the 40 and 44 are worth something. And that's without Coleman Jones and Choles' compensation coming in. So they're going to be a very, very busy player. They'll be talking about all this stuff now with other clubs because you've got to get prepared. But some of it might wait till the night. Certainly not the Bulldogs one. Although it could be just sitting there and they nominate Darcy at pick two and they go, righto, we've got the Richmond one set to go.
The only thing there I'd say, Matty, is that the Bulldogs would be hoping for that to happen.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure Richmond will. They've had really good success in picking players around those picks. And to get two players at those picks, is it worth, and you get two cracks at it?
That's right.
So they got 26 and 28.
Yeah. So
they're 17. So you actually, I know Bolton was one of those late picks around the 28
there. Yeah, Collingwood, filthy.
They've had a few, that they've been able to really pick around there.
You're right, because Bulldogs would want to do it. If that's the best deal they're getting was 400 more points, then they're pick 17. But Richmond would be saying, well, we don't know what's going to be there at 17. The only reason they'd do that if they think they've got a deal to do 17 and 15 for something up the order, which they will have in their back pocket. Does that make sense, what I'm saying there? So they'll have that many deals going and just seeing how it plays out. So they would have been in communication with all these clubs. Clubs will be trying to get these picks off them, and they're in a ripping position at the draft.
What do they need most, though, when you analyse what their list looks like after the success of three flags inside 4 years and then they're not making finals this year? What is it they need with pick seven? And also pick, what is it? What's that second one we kept talking about? 15, if they indeed go to the draft with that.
Well, they need a key forward because I reckon Jack's probably last year. Lynch is 29 and they've lost their two key forwards already. So the two backups, we were okay. They're okay. Weren't great, but they're okay.
Can you identify one in the draft at the moment?
I don't know. At pick seven, which is going to be pick nine, you're probably not.
Yeah.
If you're any good, you're going before that. So what you might find, though, if there's someone out there that they want as a key forward, they might have to use these draft picks. I don't think there is. I don't think there's anything out there that I can see. So they might be pegging someone for next year, the end of next year, because this team's a flag-winning team, if barring all the injuries. So they might be thinking, we'll go to the draft and next year we'll try and get a free agent as a key forward. Or a key back but Tarrant with his second year, he'd have one more. He got 2 years, didn't he?
Yeah, 2 years, yeah. Yeah, so turns 32.
And Boulder's still young. Grimes is 30, but he looks like he could play another three or four. So,
they've got
another kid called Miller, I don't mind, who's a key back. He didn't get much of a go this year. So, they're there for another big crack. It'll be.
They've done really, really well. But to think that, they've won three premierships in the last, 4 years?
Yeah.
And now they're able to go back to the draft and they've got four picks inside 30. Like, generally, when you rebuild a team, you're hoping to get something like three or four picks inside 25. Mm. Here's a team that's been successful, and it's great planning by their list management committee. They've done really, really well. Blair Hartley.
Yep,
Matty Clark. They've actually got the chance. Now they pick well to set their club up again.
Yeah, go again. They've still got some young players in there, and they're going to lose Rewalt, Cochin, probably Grimes in the next 2 or 3 years. Lambert's 30, but he looks like he could play a little bit longer. And Pickett's 30, but he came in really late as a 25, 26 year old. So I wouldn't call him an old team. Oh, Edwards is 33, but he's still playing good footy. He looks like he could play another year. So they're going to lose four or five of them in the next few years. And if they go to the draft, these blokes are replacing them.
Yeah. Just last one before we go on Richmond, Matty. Do you like the acquisition of Tarrant?
Yes, I do. Yep. This makes a lot of sense because, they're probably thinking Boulder's going to be okay. He did it at the start of the year. But their backup's Miller, who's sort of unproven, about 22 years of age, big body.
Garth Waite's the other one.
Garth, yeah, well, yeah. He got shown up a little bit at the end of the year. I'm not sure he's going to be quite good enough. But
and it's if you look at the drop-off in probably Richmond this year, it's actually been their defensive game. They've had they've had goals kicked against them or scores kicked against them.
Well, they're missing Broad.
I'm not saying I'm not saying that is their defensive six. That's collectively as their team defence. Yep. But that's an area that I think that dropped off.
Tightened up in.
Oh, no doubt. And I reckon the stand rule hurt them because they just gave forwards leg ropes.
Right.
And that's what they've been able to do, zone and hold people up the ground, but they couldn't hold them because of the stand rule. Now people were playing on against them and hitting up targets. And Swan showed them up early in the season, big time, and everyone followed the same page that the Swans did. So, they can win it again. That'll be a cracking game. Melbourne v Richmond if it was in a grand final with everyone available. But they're in a super position to regenerate with this draft hand. They've got a really big watch on what they're going to do.
Matty Rendell's list committee of the Richmond Football Club. It's the first of two teams that he'll be analysing very, very deeply today. The second one, the Fremantle Dockers, in about 45 minutes time from now. As we do after Matty Rendell does the list committee analysis, we open the lines up for mostly the supporters of the club, but obviously if you also want to talk about anything else to do with Trade 2021, you're welcome to call 1300 23 55 48. That's the Kogan Mobile open line. Make the call and switch to Kogan Mobile today. You can also flick us a text on 0419 187 323 and we'll take a look at those texts. We'll take your calls on the other side of this break on the Late Trade for Continental Tyres. Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio. When you need tyres, ask for Continental, continental-tyres.com.au.